welcome to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We are reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. This is Chapter 18, The Evil Guy of Gisborne.
This is a long one.
A long time passed after the great shooting match, and much happened. King Henry died, and King Richard came to the throne with adventures as daring as those of Robin Hood. But none of these changes reached quiet Sherwood Forest, and the band lived as they always had. One summer day, the birds singing wakened Robin. He woke Little John, and the two set off for an adventure. Little John took the road to the left, and Robin took the road to the right. Now the Bishop of Hereford and the Sheriff had hired the evil Guy of Gisborne, a murderer and a thief, to capture Robin Hood, dead or alive. They promised a full pardon and £200 reward to this man who said he would kill his own brother for such money. Guy of Gisborne wore a horse's hide with the hair still on it. On his head and over his face he wore a horse hide hood with ears that stuck up like rabbit's ears. He carried a huge sword, sharpened on both edges, a yew bow, and a dagger. Robin came upon this black-hearted man suddenly as he walked along. Guy of Gisborne glared at him wickedly. He pushed back his hood and showed his fierce black eyes, hooked nose, and thin, cruel mouth. Robin returned his gaze without a smile. "You bloody villain," he cried fiercely. "Look at daylight for the last time." Each man knew that either he or the other must die. There would be no mercy shown. Their swords flashed. Soon the grass was trampled by their feet and sprinkled with Guy of Gisborne's blood. At last, Guy made a deadly stab at Robin. Robin stepped back lightly but caught his heel in a root and fell heavily on his back. With a grin, Guy stabbed at Robin, but Robin caught the blade in his hand and pushed it aside. It cut into his palm, but gave him time to leap up and stab Guy below the sword arm and kill him. Robin wiped his sword and talked softly to himself. "I am sorry I killed the forester when I was a youth, but I am glad I have killed you, Guy of Gisborne." Then he put on Guy's hairy garment, bloody as it was, and picked up the other's sword and bow with his own. He pulled the hood over his face and set off to take revenge on the sheriff. Many hid away from him as he walked, for all were terrified by Guy of Gisborne. Meanwhile, Little John had been taken prisoner by the sheriff and was now awaiting death by the hanging tree. This is how it happened. Little John had met an old woman who was weeping bitterly, for the sheriff had taken her three sons to hang for killing a deer. Little John had a tender heart for the sorrows of others and wanted to help her. When she told him that the sheriff was only waiting for the return of the man he had sent after Robin Hood, Little John hurried to disguise himself. Then, dressed as a friar, he went quickly to find the sheriff, for now he feared for Robin's life as well. He came to the oak tree where the three youths stood. The nooses were already around their necks. Little John asked if he could step up and hear the youth's confessions before they were hung. His hair and beard were white, and he walked and talked like an old man. The sheriff looked hard at him, but did not recognize him. Little John went to the lads and whispered in their ears while slyly cutting their bonds. The sheriff and his men took no notice as Little John fitted an arrow to his bowstring. "Run!" shouted Little John in a mighty voice. The youths flung the nooses from their necks and sped into the forest. Little John raised his deadly bow, but as he drew the arrow back, the bow split. Then the sheriff rode down on him and knocked him senseless. When he opened his eyes, his hands and legs were bound. He was dazed from the blow and sat leaning against the hanging tree. As he looked around him, his heart crumbled, for before him stood the evil Guy of Gisborne, his clothes covered with blood and Robin's bugle horn and bow in his hand. Tears rolled down Little John's brown cheeks, and he thought it would be good to die since Robin had also been slain. But the sheriff clapped his hands for joy. Guy said he wanted to kill Little John as a reward, and he stepped boldly up to the huge man. "Peace, Little John," whispered Robin. "Could you not tell it was me under this hide?" And he cut him free, threw back his hood, and blew three loud blasts on his horn. When the sheriff saw this, he thought Robin was the devil himself. Neither he nor his men were brave enough to face Robin Hood and Little John when they were armed, so they turned their horses and fled. When Will Stutely and a dozen stout yeomen arrived, they found Robin and Little John alone and glad to be alive. End of chapter 18. Woo! That was exciting, huh?
Yeah! Now, coming up next, chapter 19, King Richard Comes to Sherwood.
And that's all we have time for tonight. Good night!